So one thing that I've been really excited about, and we've built a user interface, user experience group in the studio, is how digital products, the products that we kind of touch with our fingers right now on surfaces, such as a phone, for example, how these products are so similar to designing physical products. You know, when you think about the identity of something, the way it looks, when you think about functionality, where to touch it, where to transform, you know, this piece of furniture or this object. When you think about, you know, the 10-foot view, the sort of iconography from 10 feet or 15 feet, when you think about, you know, the textures and the discovery that happen at closer touch, all those notions are exactly the same, whether you're doing a hardware product or whether you're doing a software product, whether you're doing a physical button interface, or whether you're doing a organizing the functionality of an app, for example. So what I've been really interested in is when these things get designed together as one, really new, interesting paradigms, really new, interesting experiences are happening. And let me just say one thing here. Probably that's going to be a little bit provocative. Nobody's really doing that today. Even Apple is designing their product and their software separately, right? I mean, the look, the skeuomorphism that you find in user interface on Apple products, the faux leather, you know, on the calendar, etc., that's not on the hardware product, right? So designing these two things as one at the same time is really a completely new, really fascinating exercise for me as a designer. I mean, I'm so excited about it.
Let's wind back a bit, because you mentioned this term skeuomorphism. And in Apple devices, people particularly go on about it. You have this sophisticated glass and aluminium phone, and then the diary's got leather grain on it, and the bookshelf is made to look like wood. Is that a kind of a design failure? My understanding of it is they use those languages because your brain is configured to expect leather in a diary, so it puts you in a diary type.
Yeah, but you could use the exact same explanation for a hardware product. You could say, well, you know, I don't know what a tablet is. I've never used a tablet. Let's make it look like a book. Or let's make it look like, you know, my leather-bound, you know, notepad. Obviously, they didn't go there with the hardware. So why did they go there with the software? Is a, you know, really good question. And, you know, there's now many companies that are looking at it in a way that is quite interesting. And Apple actually is a little behind in that area.